the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious!
I'm gonna see you every friggin' week.
There's gotta be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Oh, good evening, Liam Flanagan here. MG, the grand final is four sleeps away.
Unbelievable. Billy Slater is playing, for those who missed the memo. Look, and I know there'll be some who are still aggrieved. For those who are glad, that's good. But for those that are still harbouring disbelief. It was a lengthy deliberation. Mal Cochrane, Sean Garlick and Bob Lidner, three respected men and ex-players, found him not guilty. So Billy Slater will take his place at the back of the Storms team on Sunday.
Yeah, he's playing. Let's move on. His battle with James Tedesco will be an absolutely mouth-watering one, MG. You're going to walk us through that one and the other matchups that matter in this game on Sunday coming up very shortly. We've sent digital producer Tony, the man who produces all of our outstanding social content, we've sent him down to the red carpet, MG. I've got to be honest, he looks uncomfortable in a suit, but he is down on the Dally M red carpet. He's going to be hustling up some players for us to chat to throughout the show this evening. And you're also going to give us your Dally M team, but there's a twist, MG.
There is. By the way, Tony looks like an extra in Sopranos. Yeah, he looks fantastic.
That is exactly what he looks like. Don't get into a car with Tony because you might not come back.
Of course, tonight is the night of nights, Dally M's. Tonight I'll give you my team. It's a little bit of a retrospective team. It's a team of players that I love playing. Love watching on a weekly basis. Those entertainers, the quiet achievers. I'll give you my team later on the show.
Oh, the entertaining team coming from MG in the show this evening. MG, I'm ready to give our PM Scott Morrison some love just after 6:20.
Okay.
The PM's 13 has been announced, and I'm on board with what Scott Morrison has done in this. I'll tell you that just after 6:20 plus $100 cash up for grabs with MG Smartass once we've played you all three of the audio clues. But MG, up next, Billy's in. Cooper, still on standby. We're not sure yet. But you're going to tell us what matchups matter for the NRL Grand Final this Sunday. The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. It is the NRL's Night of Nights, MG. The Dally M's going on. Man, digital producer Tony is down there. He's going to be hustling up some player interviews for us throughout the night. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, the odds-on favourite for the medal this evening, MG. I won't ask you for your tip because you were a judge in at the awards this year. So we wouldn't want to put you in a compromising position.
What I will do for our listeners is tell them the leaderboard, the top five after round 12, when basically everything went behind closed doors. James Maloney was winning on 17 points. Luke Brooks was second on 16. Andrew Fifita was the equal second on 16. And Kalen Ponga on 16 as well, with Gareth Widdop on 14. And it's a little smoky. Jai Arrow was on 14 points.
From the Gold Coast Titans, imagine if Kalen Ponga caps off his year with the Dally M medal. He already won the RLPA Award, Player Champion Award. MG, we are brought to you by our mates at Chemist Warehouse. It's the home of real brands and real savings. And this grand final day, they are creating two of the biggest activations in NRL history.
Massive.
They are going to be providing seat cushions filled with product for every single person at the grand final. That's 83,500 seats. That's going to take a lot of packing work. And then they are also giving one lucky Chemist Warehouse customer the opportunity of a lifetime to kick for $1 million at the halftime break.
Oh.
It's going to be worth being there. Thank you to our friends, Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings. Let's do this.
Trending now.
All right, MG, Billy Slater is in. As we've said, for those of you that are still whinging, let it go. He's in. Nothing can be done. But his matchup with James Tedesco, MG, shapes as a really mouth-watering one this Sunday.
Yeah, there's four or five, Liam, in this game on Sunday, the major matchups. And even though they won't probably even touch each other in the game, Slater and Tedesco, they are both a focal point of each other's attack. Usually wherever either player is, Slater or Tedesco, in the attacking line of their respective teams, that's where the ball will be ending up. So defensively, both the Storm and Roosters look out for Slater and Tedesco. Look, another enthralling encounter will be Chambers on Mitchell, the old buck and the young bull, 1-0. The series goes to Mitchell after Origin. He basically he pummeled Chambers into submission, something we've never seen before. And if Mitchell can get over Chambers again on the weekend, they'll go a long way to securing a victory.
Do you think if Cooper Cronk doesn't come up, they would risk putting Latrell Mitchell into the halves and putting Momorowski in front of Will Chambers?
No, I don't think so. I think they've got other options. I think Luke Keary would go to half and run the team. And I think, or even Young O'Sullivan, if they didn't want to upset the apple cart too much. And I think they'd put Madison in at 5'8", which he's played all his junior career. And he's played a few games of late when Keary was out as well.
Okay, so Slater and Tedesco, Mitchell v Chambers. What's the next matchup we need to watch out for?
Munster and Keary. The two X factors in their respective teams, I believe. Keary is just starting to get a bit of a swagger about him. I like it. I like the swagger he's got at the moment. He was asked earlier in the week, you know, about his teammate in young, what's his, oh, I keep forgetting his name, the bloody halfback who's
Cooper Cronk.
Cooper Cronk.
Yeah.
Asks about, I've just rushed here from my son's graduation. As you can see, I'm still in my suit.
You look sharp.
I've been dealing with Sydney traffic.
You look red carpet ready.
I've walked in here a minute before we've gone on air. Look, I think when he was asked about Cooper Cronk, he said, mate, if he plays, he plays. If he doesn't, he doesn't. You know, I'll run the team. And I like that swagger. Mm. And on the other side of the ledger, you've got Munster, who...
He's got a bit of swagger himself.
He's Mr. Swagger. You know, both these guys will have a profound effect on the way their team's fortunes go up front, but we've got to look at the main matchup. Even though Napa is back after a 3-week suspension, Warrior Hargraves holds a big, big key in his matchup against Bromwich. Bromwich is a test forward, and his brother's been going pretty well as well, Kenny Bromwich. But Jesse Bromwich, for mine, his metres in the last few weeks, his slight of foot at the line has been one of the main reasons why the Storm have been going so well.
Any other forward matchups that we need to be keeping an eye out for? You mentioned Warrior Hargraves v Bromwich.
Well, the obvious one, I suppose, is the hookers. But again, they'll both be a focal point. They're completely different type of players. Look, Jake Friend is the heartbeat of the Roosters, as is Cameron Smith with the Storms. I expect if Melbourne win the game, that Cameron Smith will be the Clive Churchill medalist.
What about big Dylan Napa, who's listed to start off the bench for the Roosters, which you don't think will happen, and big Nelson for the Melbourne Storm, Asafa Solomona?
I'd love to see them both start. I'd love to see Bromwich and Nelson against Napa and Warrior Hargraves and just say, let the pigeons loose. Let them go.
Now, I was down at the Roosters media session on Monday, MG, and Warrior Hargraves looked super relaxed. Just huge smile on his face. He looked like he was very comfortable with the whole process of this week. Question, Dylan Napa and Jared Warrior Hargraves, do you think last night's judicial result around Billy's shoulder charge has maybe, would either of them risk it? Or do you think that it's too heavy a price to pay if they were sin-binned early stages of this game? Do you think either of them would risk throwing a shoulder charge just as a bit of a message?
Oh, that'd be silly. I mean, it's, you know, you can't play a grand final with 12 men. It's impossible. It's... You know, I think they'll play. I think they'll be out to play a little bit outside the rules, as they feel aggrieved. That I know, I heard Boyd Cordner on the grill team this morning saying that, you know, basically it's open slather now, is it? It'd be, you know, I don't know what the rule is. Well, I can tell you now, boys, it's not open slather. It's a grand final where you watch more so than any other game that you'll play, and the first person who does do a shoulder charge will be sent off, I would imagine.
Oh, it'll take a ballsy ref to sin bin someone in the big dance.
Wow.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. We will drop down to the red carpet of the Dally Ams very shortly. And I've got some love to give our PM.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, coming up in the show this evening, Dally Ams are on tonight. We are going to get you to name. You've turned them the entertainers, the people that have dragged you to the football this season, not necessarily the ones that are going to win the awards.
My favourite players.
The people that are worth the price of admission.
Yeah, they are.
But we've sent digital producer Tony down there. Now, this is a man...
We're calling you Travelling Tony now.
Travelling Tony.
Yeah,
very good.
And we're all about... This show's all about making dreams come true.
Well,
we're about to make one.
We've stuck Tony in a suit, Travelling Tony. Now, Travelling Tony is typically a behind-the-scenes sort of guy, but he is on the mic now. Travelling Tony from the red carpet, come in.
Good evening, boys.
Hey, Tony, set the scene for us, buddy. How's everybody dressed and what are you wearing?
No, I'm in a suit, obviously looking dapper as ever, but everybody here looks amazing. But it's, I can tell you what, it's a tight squeeze in here. The media have just been, because of the rain, we've just been shoved in to a little area, but it's all good. The players are starting to come in as we speak. You can see Marty Tapau, Kalen Ponga, they're starting to roll in. Nathan Brown, the Knights coach. So, yeah, everybody's starting to roll in here.
What's the vibe, Tone? Who do the pundits, who do the players think might take home the big medal tonight?
We're Biddle. Are you there, Tony?
I'm here.
Did you get the MG just wanted to know who you what's the vibe? What's the talk on the ground? Who do they think's going to take home the medal?
To be honest, the area we're in, no one has actually asked that question yet.
You've got to ask a hard question, brother.
I think, well, we will in a minute. But I'm going to go now because we're going to try and get someone for you.
Okay.
And we'll check back in a couple of minutes.
We'll stand by. Tony's chasing someone up. MG, very quickly.
Yes,
I've got to give some love to our Prime Minister. Now, the Prime Minister's 13 was named today.
Yeah.
It's called the Prime Minister's 13, but it's a squad of 20.
Mm-hmm.
Very quickly, I'll run you through the 20. Corey Allen, Zach Lomax, Jesse Ramian, Brian Kelly, Nick Kotrick, Jake Clifford, Daly Cherry-Evans will be the captain of the side. David Clemmer, Ben Hunt, Jordan McLean, Tyson Frizzell, Tyrone Peachy, Jake Trbojevic, Aaron Woods, Regan Campbell-Gillard, Matt Pryor, Chad Townsend, Shabazz Sakaki, Reece Robson and Inari Tuala. So,
wow.
It's a big squad. But
it's fantastic.
Here's what I like, MG. This is the Prime Minister's 13. Now, typically, the Prime Minister has bugger all to do with it. But here's Mau Meninga, who will coach the side in that game against Papua New Guinea Saturday week over in Port Moresby. Here's what Mau had to say at the team announcement today.
I assure you that the Prime Minister's had some impact on the team. It was the first time ever, and so I've been doing this since 2005. I've been the coach of the team since then, and the Prime Minister has been very strong in some of his opinions around the footy team. So
he's the number one ticket holder at the Sharks.
Good on him.
And four Sharks have made their way into the squad.
And as Mau Meninga said today, it's a really honour to play rugby league in PNG where it's spiritual. It's the only country in the world where it's their number one sport. It's their sport where they, when I was a player coming through, even under 23s, I would get fan mail after fan mail from these guys, and I thought, I basically didn't know quite where what PNG was back when I was 17, 18. And I was getting fan mail from these guys. They're fanatic. And I love the fact that this is a team picked with an eye on the future as well. The back line is basically a young, upcoming back line with a hard-nosed forward pack, which will the experience of a lifetime is about to be bestowed upon them.
I just love that, and I love that Scott Morrison has weighed in and had his share and sat down with Mau and the other selectors and go, no, I want to see a bit more Sutherland influence. I just like to think, imagine if Bob Hawke had taken all the Prime Minister team seriously during his time. Booney would have been a lock for Test captain. I mean, and here's the other thing. It would have been pretty easy for Bob. He was Prime Minister from 83 to 91. He's the Canberra Raiders' number one ticket holder for that same period. And if memory serves, MG, they went okay during that time frame.
Oh yeah, he was the first in the sheds after a grand final for a beer with the players. And yeah, I echo your sentiment. Well done, ScoMo.
I reckon he would have picked you too, Hawkey, back in his day, if he'd had a direct say.
If it was picked on beer consumption, I would have been a captain coach.
So Rush Hour with MG Cities 104.9 Triple M. Dally M player interviews coming up very shortly.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Yeah, and still to come tonight, MG, you are going to name your team of entertainers. Obviously, the Dally M Awards taking place tonight. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck installed as favourite. MG, you're a judge on that this year. Did you find the judging process stressful?
No, I loved it. I loved it because I called the footy every Thursday and Friday night, so you had a front row seat for most games, and it's a totally different perspective when you're sitting in there watching a game, commentating, and then you've got to put your 3-2-1 on straight after a game, and it's a hard task, but it's very rewarding.
I'm just glad you didn't bully Ruan Sims.
That's a low blow, mate.
Like Ruan on the show. She's a friend of the show.
She's not you anymore.
Just don't tell her brothers where I live, or Ruan for that matter. They'd all destroy me. Hey, we've got $100 cash to give away tonight, thanks to our friends at Pizza Hut. MG Smartass, we've got three audio clues relating to a specific sporting event from a specific year. Once we've played all three of the audio clues, give us a call and you could win yourself $100 cash. Here is clue number one.
Even with unlimited interchange, you think it'll play a role. Little one finds some go. Oh!
Well, his confidence might have been down, but it won't be now.
Ooh.
Well, that's a big game because Rabs is on top of his game there, so I can imagine it's either Grand Final or Origin.
All right, the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. We are going to go down to the red carpet very shortly. Travelling Tony might not get another gig if he doesn't pull someone for us, MG.
Let's just talk to Tony or not.
Okay, up next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. All right, MG, it is Dally M red carpet night. And the favorite, in fact, why don't we give it a little bit of this just to jazz it up?
Bow, bow.
Because it is the night of nights.
It is.
The biggest award in the game, the Dally M medal to be awarded tonight. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, the short-priced favorite. You're a judge on the awards, but what you're going to give us your team of the year with a twist.
Yeah, the Dally MGs, I'm calling them. These are guys who aren't figuring tonight in any of the major awards, but these are the players I love watching weekly. They're also players who entertain me. They're also quite achievers in the game.
Okay, so you're going to go from fullback?
Fullback.
Okay.
Will Hoppawattie.
Ah.
Mr. 100%, the backbone of the Bulldogs. Every time I watch him play, he actually tries his guts out, he's a fantastic player.
The short price favourite for the fullback of the year is Roger Tuivasa-Sheck as well.
On the wing, I've got Anthony Don. Don is good.
Mm.
I just love a bloke who wasn't born with the God-given talents of the rest of the players around him, but he tries and he strives to achieve more than anyone else. I love watching him play.
Blake Ferguson, the favourite to win the winger of the year.
Centre is a young up-and-coming player called Essan Masters.
Ah, very good.
A player we'll be hearing a lot more about in future times. 5'8", I've got a young rookie as well in Lachlan Lewis.
Ah, wow.
Just a breath of fresh air. We've spoken to him a few times on the coverage of NRL, Rugby League, Triple M, and he's just a composed type of kid who looks like he's going places quickly.
Very quickly, the centre of the year favourite is Latrell Mitchell. At 5'8", it's James Maloney is the favourite with the bookies, but Cam Munster is sort of the fan vote as the one they expect to win.
Halfback, I've gone for Chad Townsend. He might have a haircut like Alice from the Brady Bunch.
Reckons he doesn't do anything to it.
Yeah, mate, come on. He looks like he's riding a motorbike without a helmet. But he's had a good year. He's tried his, again, a bit like Anthony Don, tries his guts out every game. And one of the Sharkies' best in a star-studded team, Chad Townsend, shone this year.
Luke Brooks the favourite for that one. Cooper Cronk, a lot of people's picks.
Prop, I've gone for Billy Kickow. I was going to go second row, but I already had a second rower in, so I had to go. I had to find room for Billy Kickout.
You've Tom Trbojevic'd him. You just needed to fit him in. So you're playing him out of position.
Why not prop for Billy?
The favourite for that is Andrew Fifita.
Hooker, I've gone with the Englishman Josh Hodgson. Huh? Had made an immediate impact for the Raiders when he came back after his knee injury, and dare say that if he played a full season, they would have been well entrenched in the eight.
Now, for those that are wondering, obviously, Damien Cook is the red-hot favourite and probably the strongest favourite, and MG is deliberately not picking the favourites. He's trying to pick players that have entertained outside of the favourites of this.
Second row, Tevita Pangai Jr. The guy who is he's asking price at the moment is $800,000. Not sure he's worth that, but in a couple of years' time, I'm definitely sure he will be. The complete package, the younger version of Jason Taumalolo.
Tyson Frizzell, the favourite from the Dragons for second row of the year.
Look forward, I mentioned him earlier, Jai Arrow. He just burst on the scene, been lauded by a lot, potentially Queensland's next skipper in 3 or 4 years to come, and just the consummate professional. Love watching him play.
This one is a bit of a toss-up from the bookies' point of view, MG. You got Jack DeBell and Sam Burgess and Jake Trbojevic all sort of floating around a similar price for lock of the year.
Well, they might give it to Jai Arrow.
I've
given an interchange award to Cameron Murray. The young Rabbitoh this year just enthralled every time he came on. He got better with every game he played, and he is definitely a representative player of the future.
They don't have an award for that, do they? The 14th man award.
They should.
Yeah, I don't mind the idea that there's a bench player award. I guess the problem is a lot of those forwards do start on the bench and come in and...
Well, it is a 17-man game these days, so I think they should have an interchange rule. And for the coach of the year, I've gone with Stephen Kearney from the New Zealand Warriors.
He has been entertaining.
He has. And as captain, you like this one? The Tiger Five.
Ah! All five of them.
Yeah, they're all in there.
Now, quickly, name them.
No.
Name them.
Josh Reynolds.
Yes.
Chris Lawrence.
Yes.
Russell Packer.
Yes.
Elijah Taylor.
Yes.
Josh Reynolds.
No, wait. Wasn't Benji one?
Benji Marshall. I said Josh twice. Yep, there you go.
It's the Rush Hour with MG Cities 104.9 Triple M. It sounds like it's a frenzy down there on the red carpet, MG.
Well, it's because of the torrential rain, they're packed into a little room where usually only, you know, 10 people are, but there's 100 of them in there. So it's nuts all squeezy.
All right, we're putting the heat on our man Tony, Travelling Tony, to deliver us somebody on the other side of this ad break.
Drum roll.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
And if you want to come along to MG's Mad Tuesday party next Tuesday on the rooftop here at the Triple M studios, thanks to our mates at Wingman Premium Lager, the no BS beer that's always got your back, 133353. Call now for your chance to win you and a mate a spot at the Mad Tuesday party. Now, MG, our man Travelling Tony has come through for us.
He has.
Who's he got for us?
He's got the up-and-coming back rower for the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs, who won a grand final last weekend against the Newtown Jets, the one, the only, Reece Martin.
Hey, fellas, how are you?
Hey, Reece, well, congratulations, first of all, mate, on the grand final win.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, Reece, you've got to play against Redcliffe this Sunday. Does that mean strictly on the waters this evening?
Yeah, it does, mate. You know, pretty serious preparation, I think, tonight and for the rest of the week. You know, I think the boys had a tough session of swimming and that tonight. So, we'll just get the training tomorrow and start preparing for Redcliffe.
A lot of hype around the Deli M winner tonight, mate. Who are the boys at Belmore been saying that might get the award, the top gong of Deli M Player of the Year?
Yeah, I think it's I think it might be one of the old Canterbury boys, Cookie. Yeah, you know, a couple of boys are still really close with him and hoping he gets it.
Now, Reece, who are you dressed by this evening?
Myself.
What brand?
This is the first time for me, so I don't know what to do. So I just got the orders from the missus, and I'm dressed by her, and my bank account's a little bit short, actually.
Now, you speak of your missus, your beautiful partner, Vanessa. She's there with you on the red carpet?
Yeah, she is. She's looking beautiful tonight.
Batting tremendous overs, MG, he is.
Oh, mate, yeah. You know, they're both lucky. They're both lucky people.
You know you're batting overs when the cameraman goes, "Get out of the way, big fella." That's what he said to me. I didn't know what to do.
Now, Reece, the other exciting news for you today is that you've also been named in the PNG side to take on the Prime Minister's 13 Saturday week in Port Moresby.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that, actually. Just can't wait to run out in front of a PNG crowd again. You know, they're it's outstanding. It's a great feeling. So playing Australia, I think we'll get a sellout there.
You know what, mate? You've had an amazing 12 months. We only spoke to you on the Rush Hour last week. It's an absolute honour to speak to you again tonight. We thank you so much for your time. I know it's a busy night for you guys, but good luck on the weekend against Redcliffe, and then good luck against the Prime Minister's 13 in the following week.
Thanks, guys. It means a lot.
Thanks for your time. Reece Martin of the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs. Our man Travelling Tony getting it done.
Tony.
He's still got some time to score another interview for us. We still got some time, MG. Congratulations to Jeff from Mortdale and Brendan from Campbelltown, who will be joining us at the Mad Tuesday rooftop party the Tuesday after the grand final, MG. Thanks to our mates at Wingman Premium Lager. It's the no BS beer that's always got your back. Have you got your costume sorted for the party, MG?
I certainly have. Not giving anything away.
All right, it's the Rush Hour with MG Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Still $100 cash up for grabs with MG Smartask. Here is audio clue number 2.
For the blind, for Gaia. And Martin!
Ooh. All right, one more audio clue to come. Once you've heard that third and final audio clue, 133353 for your chance to win $100 cash. And Travelling Tony has got one more chance to get us another interview, MG.
Yes. What do you think? What's his odds?
I wouldn't say he's Roger Tuivasa-Sheck-like odds to get us one.
10-1.
We'll find out next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Well, MG, we gave Travelling Tony, our man on the red carpet, bugger all chance of getting us another interview. He scored us Reece Martin, but he's gone big.
He's gone one of the big top dogs of the NRL, the one, the only, the Captain Courageous of the Sharkies, Paul Gallen. Gal, g'day, brother.
Hey, boys, how are you?
Oh, mate, fantastic. Look, this is not your first Deli M's, but is the excitement level still at fever pitch?
Yeah, the excitement levels for the missus is right up there. She loves it. It's not my first one, guys. So I didn't wear a black suit this year. I wore a grey suit because I'm sick of getting a new black suit every year and never wearing it again. Just sits in the cupboard. So I thought I'd get a grey one this year so I can wear it again.
Well, Gal, you get to kick back and enjoy yourself tonight. Unfortunately, the Sharkies season came to a close. You're the shoulder expert for us, though. How's yours travelling first off?
Mine's not great. I saw the surgeon today. You know, if I was to get surgery on it, would require a major operation. So I've opted against that. I'm just going to rehab it, get back next year and get through my final year. And, you know, I think I'll be fine. The ligaments that I've torn aren't torn right off. They're only partially torn. So I think I'll be able to rehab it and be okay.
All right, then, as a shoulder expert, what chance do you give Cooper Cronk of playing on Sunday?
Zero.
No.
Zero chance.
Wow.
That's big. It's definitive.
Yeah, it is. So a couple of big questions on who do you think might win the Dally M tonight, and then straight into my multi, who do you think might win the grand final on Sunday?
I think Roger Tuivasa-Sheck wins it. I'd like to see Valentine Holmes win it, to be honest, or Cook, but I think if you want me to pick a winner, I think it'll be Sheck.
Yep.
And I want the Roosters to win on the weekend, as I want Vow to win tonight, but I don't think they will. I think the Storm will win. I think that what happened last night was an absolute game changer. Billy Slater being that side is a huge plus for them, and he'll be the difference.
Paul Gallen, captain of the Cronulla Sharks. Some big comments there, MG, from Gal.
Yeah, I love his work in the media, Gal. He's a tough player on the field, and he says that out of his office. I love it.
Okay, your chance to win $100 cash smarter with MG Smartask. Here is the third and final audio clue.
Yeah, that's a penalty try.
I think you'll find that Bill Harrigan is about to make one of the biggest calls ever been made in 100 years of rugby league.
All right, if you know what that was, third and final audio clue, give us a call now, 133353 to win $100. Thanks to our friends at Pizza Hut, ribs versus wings in the footy feed, only at Pizza Hut. MG, let's just drop down to our man travelling, Tony. Tony, are you there? No, he's not there.
Liam.
Oh, he's gone.
I'm here.
Hey.
I'm here.
Travelling,
hey.
Tony.
Yeah.
TT, anything?
There's a few players coming down at the moment, but we'll just keep a hold on. I'm still trying to find Roger Tuivasa-Sheck for you. You know, that's the mission
that
you've
is
given
mission.
Me.
Yes.
So hopefully he hasn't come. Stephen Kearney's walked past his coach, but RTS is nowhere to be seen at the moment.
Okay, well, have you noticed Tony just on his crosses, he's got more and more confidence?
Yeah, he is. He's starting to really
watch out.
Settle into it. Yeah, absolutely. Well, Tony, the challenge is, mate, you've got 4.5 minutes to deliver us one more person. I don't care if it's Stephen Kearney. It sounds like the Warriors boys are walking down.
Give us a waiter. I want a waiter. Even if
hold on.
Holding beers.
There's not going to be any waiters on the red carpet, MJ.
I might have someone in just about 20 seconds.
20
I won't tell you until he comes on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay, let's
he's currently with another member of the media.
He's starting to hook tease his guest, MJ.
And here he is. Hold on a second. I'm just going to give him the cans.
Okay.
Yep, okay.
Excuse me. Could you put that on?
Oh, sorry, we're going
to
go with that.
We're going to be speaking to Mark Guy and Liam Flanagan.
Oh, yeah.
Boys, I've got Cronulla Sharks Aaron Woods with me. You can chat to him right now.
Oh, Woodsy.
Hello, boys.
The big boy.
How are we?
Hello, mate. Congratulations on the Prime Minister's selection.
Yeah, thanks, brother. It was a bit of a surprise, but it was pretty cool to get the call from obviously our team manager, but from ours. So, yeah, it was pretty awesome. Wrapped with the opportunity.
Mate, you finished the year off sensationally. You must have been so pleased to finally get in a bit of a groove and get some mojo back.
Yeah, definitely. It was a pretty shitty start, if you ask. But look, it was just good to sort of make the move. And obviously things didn't work out well at Canterbury. But, you know, to go down to Cronulla and the transition worked pretty well. You know, I played with a lot of the blokes in rep sides or sides I grew up in. And mate, it was just an awesome transition, and to play up into a prelim final was pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
Woodsy, were you that surprised that you got selected in the PM's 11, given that the PM is your number one ticket holder?
Yeah, I think he wanted to put the Sharks 17 up there. So I think they even got Chatty Townsend to present him a jersey, and I forgot that Cherry Evans was the captain. So, look, it was pretty cool, mate. I think Mal had to put the old mortal tag up and tell him I'm the boss, mate.
Hey, Aaron, very quickly, serious football question for the moment. Sunday, Cooper Cronk, we still don't know if he's going to play. If there was a halfback out there and you were against him and you knew that left shoulder was a bit suspect, what's the first thing you're doing in first time you get a carry?
Yeah, it's a no-brainer. You'd go straight at him, wouldn't you? Ask MG. He used to run at him all the time.
I'm straight at Paul yeah.
All right, Aaron, we know you've got a lot of media to do down there. We thank you for your time. You're welcome here on the Rush Hour with MG any point.
Thanks, boys. Cheers for having me.
Sir Woodsy, take it easy, brother.
See you, lad.
No, Travelling Tony's done well there.
Can I get you for a quick video as well?
Now he's even asking for videos.
He's double dipping.
Oh, I love him.
He needs to understand that the microphone is always up. Travelling.
That's a regular. I think we should get Tony out and about more often.
All right, I love that.
Yeah.
All right, he's our new roving reporter. Martin in Richmond has called through. I believe, Martin, we are playing this.
MG's Smart Ask.
Martin in Richmond.
G'day, mate. How you going?
I'm going to play golf at Richmond Golf on Friday for the Blue Dado cause, which is a beautiful cause. My charity I'm an ambassador for, so I hope you get this answer, mate. Do you know what year it was and what was the event?
Yeah, it's 99 grand final, mate. Melbourne Dragons.
Melbourne has won the grand final. A sporting miracle.
Congratulations, well done, Martin's $100 cash going your way. Thanks to our friends at Pizza Hut. Very well done. MG, that's just about us done.
Well, can't wait to talk about the Dally M winner tomorrow on the show, but you're Liam, aren't you? I'm MG.
I am. Hold on, we're not going yet.
No, why? Aren't we finished?
No, we got about 30 seconds left. Tomorrow on the show.
Padding, okay.
It is the NRL Family Fun Day.
Yes.
And I'm going down, or maybe I should send Travelling Tony down.
Tony?
Because both teams are going to be there.
I'd send Tony.
Maybe we'll send Travelling Tony down.
Put your feet up.
All right. We'll send Travelling Tony down.
That's your, what do they say, Mission Impossible? If you choose this mission, otherwise it'll blow up in your face or something.
I've got no idea what you're talking about.
Watch Mission Impossible tonight, okay? It's your homework. He's Liam. I'm MG. Stay random, Sydney.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.